Become lost, become lost. Buddhe, intelligence, stambha, big straw, big straw, soyam, water, eva, like Radha from the lake. When one's mind and senses are attracted to sense objects for the enjoyment, the mind becomes agitated. As a result of continually thinking of sense objects, one's real consciousness almost becomes lost, like the water in a lake that has gradually sucked up by the big grass grows on its bank. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda. In this verse, it is said, it is very nicely explained how our original Krishna consciousness becomes polluted and we gradually become almost completely forgetful of our relationship with the Supreme Lord. In the previous verse, it is recommended that we should always keep in touch with the devotional service of the Lord so that the blazing fire of devotional service can gradually burn into ashes the material desires and we can become liberated from the repetition of birth and death. This is also how we can indirectly keep our staunch faith in the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the mind is allowed to think of sense gratification continuously, it becomes the cause of our material bondage. If our mind is simply filled with sense gratification, even though we want Krishna consciousness, by continuous practice we cannot forget the subject matter of sense gratification. If one takes up the sannyas order of life but is not able to control the mind, he will think of objects of sense gratification, namely family, society, expensive house, etc. Even though he goes to Himalayas or the forest, his mind will continue thinking of the objects of sense gratification. In this way, gradually one's intelligence will be affected. When intelligence is affected, one loses his original taste for Krishna consciousness. The example given here is very appropriate. If a big lake is covered all around by long kusha grass, just like columns, the water dry up. Similarly, when the big columns of material desires increase, the clear water of consciousness is dried up. Therefore, those columns of the kusha grass should be cut or thrown away from the very beginning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed that if from the very beginning we do not take care of the unwanted grass in the paddy fields, the fertilization agent or the water will be used by them and the paddy plants will dry up. The material desire for sense enjoyment is the cause of our fall down in this material world. And thus we suffer the threefold miseries and continuous birth, death, old age and disease. However, if we turn our desires towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord, our desires become purified. We cannot kill desires. We have to purify them of different designations. If we can constantly think of being a member of a particular nation, society or family, and continually think about them, we become very strongly entangled in the conditioned life of birth and death. But if our desires are applied to the service of the Lord, they become purified, and thus we become immediately free from the material contamination. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shradaya चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोर्श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सहजातं सहगणरघुनाथं नितान्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणां सिन्धौ दीनबन्धौ जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इंद्रियै विषया कृष्णै आक्षिप्तं ध्यायतां मनः चेतनां हरते बुद्धेः स्तम्भस्तोऽयम् इवार्थः। When one's mind and senses are attracted to the sense objects for enjoyment, the mind becomes agitated. As a result of continually thinking of sense objects, one's real consciousness almost becomes lost, like the water in the lake that is gradually sucked up by the big grass straws on its back. Even the people in the city who maintain the parks department, they are aware of this fact. We did morning walk in the forest lake in Brisbane, and there are big, big kusha grasses growing. Sometimes they are called, the big variety is called papyrus. And Egyptians used to make boats, big, big boats out of that. So this grass, when the winter is there, the grass would grow. But when the season becomes hot, they will grow so fast, then they need to be chopped out. So all of a sudden, one day we went, and it was all cut. I said, "Wow, there must be a reason. Either it is sucking up the water, or it is, and now the spring is coming, so many other entities are going to hide in them." You know. So, here is the reason. If the material is not to maintain something of a higher purpose, they cut down the things of lower purpose. So, if we also know the higher purpose of cultivation of Krishna consciousness, then these are the real weeds that will suck up the sap of life, and they are called material desires. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishayans Punsa Sangasteshu Pujayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamat Kamat Krodho Vijayate क्रोधात् भवति सम्मोह सम्मोह स्मृति विभ्रम स्मृति भ्रंशात् बुद्धिनाशो बुद्धिनाशात् प्रणश्यति। बुद्धिनाश और द कॉन्शियसनेस हैज बीन टेकन अवे फ्रॉम इंटेलिजेंस इज बुद्धिनाश। व्हेन वन डज नॉट रिमेंबर एनीथिंग बाय दिस एंटेंगलमेंट ऑफ द सेंस गेटिविटरी एक्टिविटीज he lost that composure or the discriminating service of the buddhi. He cannot distinguish what is sat and asat. He is so much absorbed. His consciousness is lost. Aprata jnana. Mayaya aprata jnana. Maya is also acting like a meat. And it takes away the real knowledge. That is the function of the buddhi. Yesterday we saw the All the mind knowledge is called buddhi, according to the materialistic, because it's nothing but sense gratificatory activities. So, but when we see the spirituality, the original nature of the consciousness, it's spiritual, and it is meant to connect us with Lord Shri Krishna. These materialistic desires, you know, for sense of enjoyment, they take away that intelligence and replace it with only material sense enjoyment. This is how the Kali life is so much suffered. They have been thrown away far away from the reality. Right? Srila Prabhupada said that this verse is very nicely explained. It is very nicely explained here that how our original Krishna consciousness becomes polluted and we gradually become almost completely forgetful of our relationship with the Supreme Lord. To the desire to lord it over by the element of hate is pushing into a chain reaction of destruction. To become envious means we will lose our Krishna consciousness. To become envious. And to regain our Krishna consciousness, we must eradicate our enviousness. Krishna consciousness is being taught by Lord Krishna, and he demands, or he is a prerequisite thing that, my dear Arjuna, I am telling you the most secret of this Krishna consciousness process, because you are not envious of me. Idam tu te divyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. Anasuyave. You are not envious of me. That's why I am telling you. So Arjuna was qualified. There was a relationship, bhaktosi sakachiti rahasyam hetaduttamam. You are my devotee. And you are acting in the friendship. So, not envious, then devotee and relationship, you know. Everything has to be established. In Krishna consciousness, if we are envious, then our progress will be standstill. Our progress will be at standstill. Rather, we can point out something on a higher level, you know, that we have our superiors too. So, indicating something on a, something that may be pinpricking us, let them have, because they are authorized. They have, in known situation, they have been handling a long time. They are experienced, you know, such a system is also established in this ISKCON, and it has been also given in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Sarkar, Narahari Thakur. So in GBC level, they are always discussing, and the laws and other things have been formulated on that basis. Many people do not understand, but that's a system. Of course, this system needs refining and so many things. So every time, you know, these discussions pop up, you know, because material nature is like that. It may be coming in our way of our progress. But we have to be a little careful in handling these. If there are material desires, then there will be politics. If there are material desires included, I mean, the nature of our complexions, your desire. If it is material in nature, then the politics will go on. But at the same time, that cannot solve. It will be counteracted by others' politics and this and that. But then, meanwhile, we are taking the toll of our own devotional service. Our devotional service is at risk. At risk. How come you are empowered so you can play around? That may be, some kind of arguable, logic there. And because you are empowered, you have this or that. So, but you have to take a calculated risk. Just like if we have money, then we take calculated risk to invest in something unknown. Forgetfulness that is created by the desires is an unknown field. We are venturing into total darkness. It's ignorance, right? Ignorance is so much prevailing that it becomes difficult to spearhead. If this is existing on a thought level, what to speak when it is existing on a manifested level? The whole material world is manifested, and the workings exactly from those thoughts of sense enjoyment, different desires. Dhyayato viṣayān spuṇsa. Dhyayato means they are constantly meditating on. On viṣayān spuṇsa. Spuṇsa means the purushas. Purusha, the word is also applied to the so-called enjoyer. It's called purusha. Krishna is the only purusha and he is not so-called enjoyer. He is the enjoyer, the only enjoyer. But those who are here in imitation of him, they think, are purushas. Purusha prakriti sthoti. They are situated in the ignorant medium, prakriti. Bhunte prakriti janguna. They interact with the three modes of material nature. Interaction with the modes of material nature is a cheating experience. Material nature is giving us false information. Because we have false desire, material nature is also going to act against. Too negative when it comes, gives an experience of some reality. What is that reality? The dukkhalayam shashvatam. It's nothing but painful existence. So we are being cheated. But nonetheless, our desires due to contemplation are so strong that it starts affecting our internal makeup. The uncontrolled mind is due to uncontrolled senses, right? And these uncontrolled senses are means the columns of desires are like the stalks of grass, and the consciousness is like the water. The consciousness is keeping the soul alive. Consciousness is the symptom of life, Prabhupada said. Right? When the consciousness is going to dry up, sucked up by those columns of desires, when big stalk, a stem becomes big, it works like a column. And they are all growing around the lake, just to suck up the water. They need to be chopped up. The necessity to curb the desire, to control the desire, should be there. If we cannot keep on controlling the desires, then our consciousness is lost. Can you imagine how the demons are on that level? They are so blinded by their desires, blinded, that they lose the discrimination of, even though they are part of the creation, they become very impatient. They become so selfish in order to fulfill their desire, they don't understand. And Brahma got in confrontation with them in the beginning of this visarga. They were so much impatient. Because dharma is said to be the front side of Brahma. And his vision is there, and the back side is called darkness. So the living entities were all around. And Brahma started, you know, giving them their suitable bodies. The two, especially, two kinds of living entities, they were impatient, very impatient, right from the very beginning. And they simply wanted, the time of creation has come, and how come we are not being favored to give suitable bodies? How come? How come? Who is this guy? Who is that? So they were impatient and they attacked Brahma. They attacked Brahma. Some say, don't spare him. Others say, kill him. So, such an envious mentality was in these living entities. So, those who say kill him, they were rakshasas. And don't spare them, then they were yakshas. So yakshas and rakshasas are coming in the tenth creation. In the tenth creation. But those who were favored in the beginning, because they had to take the position of management and other, they were called the devatas. So the devata and danavas are the two creations in the tenth category. Ninth category is human being, and it is completely distinct. But the human being is also born in ignorance. But he has been given a chance to explore this because of high developed consciousness. Other consciousness of the tenth creation, like that of the demigods and demons, is so much filled with desires. So much. Brahma has to guide the hordes of devatas in order to control their desires and show them how to convert into devotional service. So those who are favorable, they will be given the task. Otherwise there are some impatient nature of the devatas also there. They can't tolerate. Indra is the one very agile, and he has more rajaguna. Devatas are generally supposed to be in the mode of goodness. But Indra, because the desires, he becomes envious at reason. So we see that starting from the demigods out to the minutest embodiment in a germ called Indra Gopa, यस्त्वेन्द्रलोपमथवेन्द्र महोष्वकर्म बंधानुरूप फल भाजन मात्रमोपि बंधानुरूप. They are so much entangled in the activities of karma. Then they are entangled. It's too difficult to come out from the highest position also. Karmami nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Bhakti bhajam. Those who are engaged in devotional service, only their karma will be nirdahan, will become completely torched out and extinguished and ashes. Govinda Madhi Gurhanta Mahamadhan. So, the sequential happening is given, then contemplating on the subject of sense gratification, one becomes attracted and associates with them. Association creates attraction and attachment, right? Then, but as I said, cheating experience is there. Why it is cheating experience? Because the objects of sense gratification is also made up of three modes of material nature, and the body which comes in contact, the senses are also made up of material elements. That's three modes of material nature. So, when three modes of material nature come in contact with the three modes of material nature, what is the result? Does he get anything? No. But the consciousness that is flowing in the knowledge acquiring senses, that is supposed to be utilized in the first place for the purpose of self-realization, because he appeared in the realm of ignorance. That is the only thing that is a cognizant energy. It's supposed to allow him to know me. But instead, it's coming in contact with objects of sense gratification. So, karanam guna sangasya. The reason is the association with the modes of material nature. Becomes the cause for sat asat yoni, janma shuri. To even give good and bad. So, guna sanga is to be considered. Guna sanga, association with the modes of material nature. And this guna sanga is the column of the desire. In which mode we are, it is due to the Guna Sangha. But one becomes transcendental to Guna Sangha if he takes up the awakening path of his consciousness, and then is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you can see, when the devatas and demons are also constantly fighting. Constantly fighting. One is trying to fight on behalf of the Lord, and other out of envious nature due to unfulfilled desires. So, whatever is happening there is due to the desire of sense enjoyment. Whatever happening as a bad thing must be understood that it is due to the predominant desire of sense gratification. And the person becomes attached. Attachment is there. So Guru Sangha is there. So we have to have a very sober, very understandable and realized soul to lead us, so we can come out from such entangling factors in our life. So this analogy is very, very important. The desires are the real weeds. They have to be plucked out. So Sanat Kumar is explaining very nicely. Devotional service is the only liberated platform. Devotional service is the only liberated platform where there are no desires for enjoyment is there. It doesn't mean that the living entity, liberated living entity, is not in bliss. It remains in bliss because it's natural constitutional position. That is, by serving, he remains in bliss. If you serve the reservoir of all bliss, Ram, then naturally you will be all remaining joyful. Where is the question of misery? So we can understand the nature of devotional service is not coming from this material world. Bhakti, Bhakta and Bhagavan, they are not the product of this material world. They are all coming from the spiritual world. Bhakti, Bhakta and Bhagavan. Bhakta means he should be non-envious. He should be non-envious entity. So we try to become bhakta. We try to go through a certain process where tolerance is a prerequisite to carry on our devotional service. At the same time, we have to keep utsaha. Utsaha means the enthusiasm. If we are devoid of tolerance, then utsaha will not be there. The enthusiasm will not be there if we don't have tolerance. Intolerance kills our enthusiasm. So therefore, unless and until one becomes determined intellectually, with the help of intelligence, then he will be able to control the mind and senses. That is called buddhi sarathi. Buddhi becomes the guiding principle. How to learn? It's a discriminating faculty called between sat and asat. He always remain in sat aspect in order to curb the asat aspect. Mind is asat. It has been formed by the indulgence of tamogun. That is the mind. And mind wants everything which is trying to push it into more and more ignorant state. Why does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita that I perpetually cast these demons birth after birth into asuriyoni only?
क्षिपामि असज्जरम आसुरी योनि माफन्ना मूढ़ा जन्मनि जन्मनि. मूढ़ मीन्स द फूलिश, दोज हू हैव लॉस्ट द पर्पस ऑफ द कॉन्शियसनेस बाय देयर अनसेटिएबल डिजायर्स. आई थ्रो देम इन टू आसुरी योनि बर्थ आफ्टर बर्थ. सो that is the arrangement. But who is to be blamed? Krishna or the entity? The entity is to be blamed. Krishna is the master and proprietor. He runs by his desire, that is the rule, the law, and we cannot violate that. But the jivas, if they are mudhas, you know, they are getting this destination. Who suffers? An intellectual person does not suffer. Mudas, ignorant people keep on suffering. So, if ignorance is removed, then there is no suffering. When there is no suffering, the happiness is available. There are the two states. There is nothing neutral between happiness and distress. Neither there is counterbalancing each other. No. Happiness and distress are there, but if they are generated feelings of modes of material nature, they are cheating. But one who has self-realization, you know, understood through the control of the senses and mind, you know, then he is of same constitution like Lord Krishna. Therefore, the bliss is inherent ingredient of his make. He is made up of bliss. But his bliss will dry up with enviousness against Krishna. So better have the situation to be subservient to Lord Krishna's desires. So he will be linked up. Otherwise again he will fall into the cycle of a rebirth. What it means that living entity is a minute independence, an individual is there. Krishna cannot, because it is he, his own Amsha, but separated, that separated made him individual and eternal living entity. But Krishna claims that he is of his constitution, therefore it is his. He is the whole and he is the part. The part has to serve the whole. That is his natural function. But because of the same quality, a minute misuse of this little independence can create a big havoc. Because that word enviousness is what we get as a is reflected is not available there. But the Prabhupada says this fact of enviousness is existing even in the spiritual world, but not centered around the self, but the Supreme. That is the difference. The competition between Radharani and Chandravali are supposed to be Chandravali is envious of Radharani, and Krishna will be dragged by her. But because it is connected with Krishna, Radharani becomes so great that she accepts. Fine. Let me suffer, but you enjoy. That is her mood. It means she is more intensely attached to Krishna than Chandrakant. She is more attached to Krishna than Chandravali. Chandravali may be taken only from the point of view of physical nature and spirituality, but if Krishna is pleased, then Radharani will sacrifice, while Chandravali will not. So, enviousness may exist, but Radharani surpasses that. Because it is in Krishna's favor, she is ready to. Therefore, she has a very unequal position. She is the supreme pleasure potency. Can accommodate everyone. That's how we see in our sampradaya. Madhupandit Goswami, but Radha Gopinath, and they come from Mother Janva, Nityananda Prabhu's wife, and they have realized that Janva Mata is so much dedicatedly serving Lord Krishna. Radharani became pleased with her and offered her the same position to serve, same position like her to serve Krishna. So Madhu Pandit Goswami, Radha Gopinath is being served by not Radharani but Janva Mata. So on the place of Radharani, Janva Mata's deity is there, and Radharani remains on the right side.
Okay, here.
We are so dedicated. Here is the position. So that shows that actually there is no material enviousness in the spiritual world. Our material enviousness is self-centered, while spiritual enviousness is Krishna-centered. That's the difference. Here our enviousness is a reflection of the original, like that. So, as long as we are in this material body, material conception, then we have to go through this practice of devotional service, which is very rarely available to even demigods. Shuddha Bhakti, there are Vishuddha Bhaktas amongst the demigods, but because they are so much tied up in service, even in mode of goodness, they are attached, they can't tolerate if anybody wants to come and take up service. They go with a very straight out war against the demons. How would you say, Bali Maharaj, he conquered the demigods and entered. Was he out of enviousness to the demigods? Or the demons pushed him? He was always soul surrendered to the Supreme Lord. But how this apparent contradiction, you know, that is sin. Bali Maharaj is a pure devotee, is a Mahajan. Right? He knew the tenets of Krishna consciousness through his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. His father was a demon, Virocha, Prahlad's own son. And Prahlad gave the judgment against his own son. In the matter of that, what is her name, Purvachitti, one beautiful girl was apparently in love with Sudhanva and Virochan was also attracted, but Virochan wanted, he was the leader of the demons, so he wanted to utilize his power and prestige, I mean the position, to impress that girl and get her married. Not by his own virtues. He didn't have virtues. Right? So, Purvachitti told him, come tomorrow morning, Sudhanva will be also there, and you also come. Then we will decide. Sudhanva came, and Purvachitti was him. So Virochan was a little infuriated, envious. Purvachitti was very intelligent. Said, Virochan, let your father decide who should I get married to. And Prahlad Maharaj gave the judgment. You know? Sudhanva is a Brahman by virtue. He deserves that. But you are demon. Sudhanva is a Brahman. Yeah. So like that, Prahlad gave the judgment on the basis of the virtues or the modes that are beneficial. So anyway, Prahlad's position is transcendental, and Bali Maharaj, his grandson, was also in transcendental position. Shukracharya could not do anything. He did not have to teach much to Bali Maharaj. But because he is the head priest, the guru of all the demons, you know, his position was well maintained. He misled Bali Maharaj to conquer the demigods. It was not his Bali's own desire to go and fight with the demigods. But he was the king, so he was forced by this. So they were selfish. They have desires. Shukracharya says that you are a foolish disciple of mine. Don't you understand that you are going to lose everything? Then you never thought of us? What did we do anything that we have to lose? He was so materialistic. He has so much desires. But Bali said, you are a materialistic guru. I don't care. The fact is, whatever belongs to Lord Krishna must be remained in his possession. If he wants everything, I will give, because I have not brought anything of my own. So in this way, you know, Shukracharya, a powerful Brahman, he curses that Bali, you will become bereft of everything. Because you are also leading us to hell. We worked hard so you can rule in this heaven, but you are pushing us to the hell. So you will also go to hell. Bali said, what is the difference between hell and heaven? When the Supreme Lord is proprietor of hell and heaven both, what is mine? Narayano parupyakta na kutaschana vidyati svargapi narukeshu tulyate vadashya. Hell or heaven is tulya. He sees on the equal platform. So that is the benefit of cultivation of Krishna consciousness, then one becomes fearless. If a guru is wrong, he is right, but in the material sense. But when guru wants to pull out his disciple from material sense, he might use a hard not to be slashed, even with giving a painful experience. So he said, "Oh, Guru Maharaj, you are wrong. You should not do this kind of thing." Now, Guru is right. You know, even if you think Guru is wrong, but Guru is always right. Materialist Guru is not right. Guru means spiritual. So, even though seemingly we say, "Oh, Guru is doing wrong," no, he is right. Ashukracharya wanted to emphasize, "I'm going to give you the curse if you do not believe me and carry out my order." Mali Maharaj knew his guru was a materialistic. Why does he have to carry out the order? Well, Supreme Personality of Godhead is right in front of him. Take my Lord, everything. Right. So, Mayaya aprata jnana chetana hasab harati prasabham mana. These are the words utilized by Lord Krishna often. Then the consciousness is stolen by the bundles of desires. Consciousness is stolen. So, this chanting is the spiritual energy which will support our consciousness in its constitutional position. Chanting helps because it's of spiritual nature. And our consciousness originally is also spiritual. But with the heaps of desire, it gets polluted. So consciousness, when it is cleared up, then person immediately gets liberated. And he has controlled his desires through sense and mind control. So, anybody has any question?
Not sure. So, in such situations, how
tolerance on both the sides. We have to tolerate. Otherwise, a kind of decision, an FSR decision, which is not based on Krishna consciousness. It is simply based on one's assessment through the material calculation. Then it may be detrimental. Why should we risk that? Better tolerate inconvenience and try to become accommodative. Understanding that we need to develop spiritually. Material problems are not the only problems. Area of service, as for example, where the physical activity and the area of congregation, where physical interactions are supposed to be, they should not impress us materially. But rather, we are given the task to balance out the deficiencies, you know, that either certain desires are overzealous, we better curb it. At the same time, everybody should be motivated to perform devotional service. So it's like a balancing act. And of course, the service is like one should not get attached. Rather, a balancing act on a tight rope should be there. But you have been given, as per example, the leader has been given a big pole, right? And bigger the pole, bigger the position, bigger the understanding, and according to that the pole is of that side. If somebody is a leader and has a very short pole, he will not keep balance. But if one has a longer pole, the longer pole is the tolerance. If he is intolerant, then he can't keep the balance. So tolerance is very much important. So similarly, those who are serving and putting up the energy, they should not get wasted either. We can dovetail all the activities in Krishna consciousness without creating a confusion, buddhivedam. Na buddhivedam jane dagyanam karma sanginam joshayit sarvakarmani mukta sangam samacharet. Transcendentalists and aspiring transcendentalists, they take Krishna's advice. Never create confusion in the mind of those who are materially attached. Karma sangi, materially attached. But for spiritually attached, he must have simultaneously cultivated tolerance also. Because he is spiritual. But those who are materially attached. Mukta Sangha means those who are on a higher platform or towards the liberation or mature understanding, they are called Mukta Sangha. And they should not create confusion in the mind of those who are ignorant, Karma Sangha. But rather, by becoming an example, one should joshayat sarva karmani. Whatever his performance is, that should be devoted to mukta sangam samajam. Joshayat means he has to devote. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita, very nice. Prabhupada said, devote. Where is the wind? The dove will put his tail in that direction. And he will fly without an effort. It's called doubting. The tail is given as a radar, the back panel that goes from right to left. If it goes on right, the plane will turn left. And if it goes on right and left, it will go to right. It's dovetailing. Change of direction, in order to keep the balance. Pole is tolerant. The service is tightrope. All the desires, Krishna has his own desires, but the individual, because of their minute independence, misused, they create an opposite desire. Viruddha. So there is a conflict. Therefore, they have to come to a realm where they will be corrected by a cheating experience. That is Maya, the world of material energy. You are spiritual energy. Because entry, you animate the body. Means through the spiritual energy, right? You don't have material energy yourself. The matter is there, which has been piled up. But motivation is spiritual in nature. But because our desires, our mind is dictating, I want, this is the fact, this is the real, material thing is real. So let me go for it. Forget Krishna. I was not able to fulfill my desire there with Krishna. Look, I can now become Lord and Master myself. So they pile up. Prabhupada said, one cannot become desireless. Desire should be there. But is this desire in the spiritual will be always subservient? Means you have to fulfill the desire of Krishna. Krishna's desire becomes your desire. It means Krishna is the master and you are the servant, and servant is supposed to carry out Krishna's desire. Otherwise, there in that realm you want to become master by exhibiting a separate desire. The spiritual world cannot tolerate different desires of everyone. Otherwise, why would Radharani will become so much conversant about carrying out Krishna's desire? How Krishna will be pleased? Whether it will be with Chandravali or anybody. She became so magnanimous. Krishna knew this character of his own internal potency. But that gave him, put him on the thinking, oh, what would be happening? How is he so much attracted to me? I would like to. And, oh, what is in me that she is attracted? I want to test my own mellow through her. These are the internal reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Because of that magnanimous character of his own internal potency, without whom Krishna would not be even called an enjoyer. Without Radharani, Krishna cannot enjoy. Now, there was a beautiful sentence. Krishna is the property of the maid servants of Radharani. Krishna, what is the value of Krishna? Baba, Krishna is the property of our maid servant. Radharani gave Krishna to everyone. Then she must have a very higher position than Krishna, isn't it? If the maid servant can possess Krishna, then she must be possessing Krishna as well as all the maid servants. So like that. What do you think? In spiritual world, the rebellious souls that create a separate desire from Krishna, they are in large number, or eternally liberated souls are in large number? Of course. But from here, it's completely other way around. Hardly anyone goes back home, back to God. What a rare thing. So, in the material world, if somebody is a materialist, he will always glorify the mode of ignorance. Ignorance is bliss, Prabhu. I'll be happy if I don't get into. I will be happy if I don't see. They are always doing. They are fighting all the time. I should. Ignorance is bliss. If you don't know, then. That is going everywhere. What we are supposed to know here also is Krishna. If that is anything without Krishna, what is the value of it? All right. Well, Mr. Prabhupada.
So, yes. Maybe we ask, but I just want to get.